This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. There is reaction on Capitol Hill to the arrest of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, just hours after British police dramatically arrested him at the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he had been holed up for nearly 7 years. Assange is held responsible for a computer hacking conspiracy linked to the release of hundreds of thousands of secret U.S. documents. Democratic U.S. Senator Mark Warner of Virginia says WikiLeaks founder Assange should be held accountable.
They've acted in concert with the Russians to interfere in our elections. They helped either hack into or took hacked information from the Russians and released it in a way to disrupt our campaigns in 2016. And I don't think that's not right. I think that's illegal, and I hope Mr. Assange gets prosecuted.
And Republican Senator John Kennedy on the matter.
He's under indictment, and I'm pleased to see him arrested. I can't speak for the president's comments. I haven't heard. But we have due process in this country. I'll have a chance to defend myself.
And the indictment of Assange stems from one of the largest breaches of classified information in U.S. history. The 2010 WikiLeaks release of a vast cache of U.S. military records from its wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, assessments of suspected terrorists held by the U.S. at its prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and 250,000 State Department cables. The Taliban says it has temporarily stopped the International Committee of the Red Cross and the World Health Organization from carrying out relief work in the areas it controls in Afghanistan, and it has revoked security guarantees for their staff. The Islamist insurgent group alleged in a statement that it has found WHO staff involved in some suspicious activities during vaccination campaigns, and that the RICRC failed to practically implement pledges given to the Taliban.